Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com, and we are here joined by the new head coach of the Detroit Lions, Jim Caldwell. Coach, congratulations on getting the job. Busy first day, obviously, for you, but let's jump right into it. You're taking over a team here with a lot of expectations, a team that fell short a little bit, but a talented roster. Coming into this situation, what's your philosophy in terms of how you get this team over the hump?
Well, you know, the big thing is I think you have to instruct and just show them, hey, this is how we win. You know, what are the things that are most important? Are the most important things stats and numbers, or are the most important things winning ball games? And I think when you look at it, that they'll say obviously the latter. And so how do you get there? You get there by doing the fundamentals. You're brilliant at the basics, that you block, you tackle. You do it in all situations, and maybe even the high-pressure situations as well, at the end of the game as well as at the beginning of games, that you don't turn the ball over. And to give yourself, obviously, a chance to win, and that you certainly don't penalize yourself in the bad situations. So I think those things are key.
You know, Coach, I don't think the fan base or the players or the organization or anybody has the stomach for a rebuilding process. I mean, rebuilding now is September 9th or whatever. But you said right at your introductory presser, you don't want to wait 1 year, 2 years. You want to win right now. How are you able to embrace that and not back away like a lot of coaches do when they talk about the immediacy of it?
Well, you know, number one thing is I always kind of use this statement that I have patience, but I don't have a lot of time. You know, because of the fact that in this league, it's a win-now league. There's no question about it, that you come into the situation when you look at it, each and every team that you coach, you have to do a tremendous job at the onset of going in and expecting to win early on. And, and without question, there's talent here. It's not like this place is void of talent. Typically, when you take over a job like this, the team doesn't have a quarterback. You know, they may not be able to play very good defense, and typically maybe their weapons are stacked on one side of the ball as opposed to the other, and you got to rebuild the other side. And it's not the case here. I mean, there's a good nucleus of talent on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So there's no excuse for not being a team that wins and wins early.
Coach, you said in your press conference one of the most important next steps for you is getting a staff together. Well, what kind of coaches are you looking for to bring here under your staff to get this team, again, to take that next step?
Well, we're looking for energetic, smart, tough, dedicated men that are great instructors and that obviously are a commitment to getting better at what they do, chasing excellence in every form of fashion. And then also challenge the guys around them to do the same as well. So that's the big thing, is discipline and great instructors is key.
You also have a roster with two first-team All-Pros, Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh, and a quarterback in Matthew Stafford that a lot of people think is on the verge of taking that step to elite status. What do you think about those three players? Let's start with Stafford first.
Well, obviously, I think he has immense talent. He does have the ability to throw the ball and make every throw. He does have the ability to put points on the board. He does have the ability to certainly chew up yardage down the field just in terms of the pass game. But he's also intelligent enough to make some adjustments at the line of scrimmage to get you out of bad plays as well and in the good ones. So he has, I think, a real good foundation. And what we have to do is kind of just continue to move him forward. I think you see it happen in terms of the development because it's a maturation process. And particularly when they're in their fifth, sixth year, you start to see that climb. And I think he's right on the verge of that.
Coach, congratulations again for getting the job, and we're looking forward to the next couple months as you build a staff, start to get ingrained with these players, and really try to take this team to the next level.
Thank you. Glad to be here.